Wakefield, an expert in all this, is. I'm like, have you seen the articles about how the nurses say they got to bring defibrillators in? Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's like you have this knowledge. It doesn't even seem real. It's so bad. This is a short segment. Some stations don't care. We're going to come back and finish up next segment before I had other news. But you got the floor, Dr. Wakefield, for the next 5 minutes. Look at that camera. What else people need to know? What else do you have there in that whole stack of documents?
Well, firstly, thank you very much, Alex, for having me on again. We've been talking to each other for a very long time now, going back 2 years or so. You had Del Bigtree on recently, and that was a fantastic study that Del reported on, an inconvenient study. I just want to reflect on it. I wasn't involved in making of the film, but a very, very clever piece of work, because what he did is to engage people on the pro-vaccine side, some very eminent doctors, and one doctor in particular, up at the Ford Medical Center in Michigan. And he said, look, you've got this huge data set that you've been collecting for many years on vaccines and vaccine reactions, the health of children following vaccination. Why not do a vaccinated versus unvaccinated study, the study that needs to be done? And if you're right, then we'll walk away. And if you prove that vaccines are safe, that there is no difference in the health outcomes for vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, fair enough. And whatever happens, whether the study results are positive or negative, we will publish the study. And he agreed. The doctor agreed. And they went ahead and did the study. Del didn't hear anything back. And he called them and he said, what's going on? He went up to meet with them. He sat down with this guy over dinner. And he asked him what happened. And he told him the results. And the results showed comprehensively across the board, systematically, that health outcomes were significantly worse across a range of disorders in children who had been vaccinated compared with the unvaccinated. And he refused to publish the results, despite, as a senior scientist, an academic, promising that he would, whatever the outcome. And he wouldn't do it. Why? Because it would certainly damage his career. It would be an end to what he considered to be an illustrious career as an infectious disease physician. How do we know this? Because Del secretly filmed that interview, that encounter over dinner, and got the admission. And Del put together a documentary. The lawyers for the Ford Medical Center found out about this and said, they sent a nasty gram saying, we're going to sue. This is defamation. And then Del put up on the internet the video of the doctor being secretly filmed and confessing to the true reason why he didn't want to publish. Now, this is an absolute disgrace. If you are a scientist and if you publish a paper, you do so whether or not the findings support your hypothesis. That is good science. If you are not prepared to do that or will not do it after promising you're going to do it, you are not a scientist. Get out of the game, move on, but do not call yourself a scientist. And so what we have is another study of those few studies that have been done comparing health outcomes in vaccinated and under-vaccinated individuals, now from a major vaccine promoter, a major supporter of vaccines, showing
a major vaccine research facility,
making it quite clear that health outcomes are worse in the vaccinated, and he refuses to publish.
And remember the key. He thought he was doing good. He said, I'll publish it. But when he found out he was wrong, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't publish it. And the other thing about this, because I've been in a position where I've got people working for me, junior scientists who find their names, who get their names on that paper, they put their name to a study that he then refused to publish. If any of those junior scientists came to me for a job now, I would look at that and say, no. You didn't publish something that you swore that you were going to publish, that you should have published.
Incredible. Let's finish up with that in 60 seconds. I forgot about that study. So massive.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at theoliveshieldstore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation, take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at theoliveshieldstore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, ultramethylene blue liquid, 40% off. Bovine colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene blue caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate CMOS gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at thealexshieldstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexshieldstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the original whistleblower, Dr. Andrew Wakefield's here. Starting 30 years ago, I've been interviewing him over 20. Totally vindicated. You were, people that just joined us, you were getting into an inconvenient study, an undercover investigation in a film with one of the main engines behind Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s work. And his former head of his campaign, Del Bigtree. The best part of my job is I get to know all the really real people, and the light in his eyes, and how well spoken he is, and what he does, his track record, and you too. It's great. I get around globalists, feel like I'm dying just being in their presence. But the fact that they got this top research scientist, vaccine expert, to go do a study because he thought it would disprove Bigtree and Kennedy, and then it disproves him. I'm just recapping, and people tune in every second. And then he won't publish it. So Del Bigtree goes and undercover records him admitting all of this. I mean, that is so bombshell.
Yeah, their allegation was that we're not publishing the study because the science isn't good enough. It wasn't designed properly. They followed the CDC guidelines on such a study, how to do such a study. He said, this is a good study. It's important. It should be published, but I'm not going to do it because it will ruin my
career. I'm a coward.
Well, that was a bad day for that hospital's lawyers, I can tell you.
And then they tried to sue, but you had the video, so he had the video. So I wonder what's happening with them now.
Gone quiet. I don't think they'll want to go anywhere near it. They'll hope it'll die a death and go away. That's the way they handle these things. What they did with Vax, when Vax came out, you'll remember this, that it got into Tribeca Film Festival in New York, a prestigious film festival, one of the most prestigious film festivals in the country, run by Robert De Niro. And they called us a few days later and said, your film has now been pulled from the festival. First time ever a film had been censored from Tribeca. Those are a bad few days until Robert De Niro went on the Today Show and Good Morning America a week or two later and said, we shouldn't have done that. We should have played that movie. Everybody should have seen it and made up their own minds. And it exploded worldwide. That was it. So censorship, paradoxically, Alex, failed them very badly there. Now they learned from that. They're slow learners, but they got there, and they ignore it.
They're learning about the Streisand effect.
Yeah, they shut down social media. They won't let it go out on social media. They compromise movie theaters. We've had people outside movie theaters saying there's going to be a riot. These people are a bunch of ragtag communists going to call the riot.
Oh, I know. Back when I used to make films and put them in theaters, they called bomb threats in.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what they do. They started playing, a whole bunch of people in Florida went to the movie. They started playing an entirely different movie. So they were in on it. But they've done what they can. We'll continue to make movies. We'll continue to get them out there.
But that's the thing about humans. What you tell us we can't see, we want to see.
Oh, we're going to see it. We are going to see it, yeah. Do these people not have children? Have they not seen that? Yeah. So the next film is a very important one to me. It means a great deal. Love anyone to get in touch with us who wants to get involved. info@wakefieldmediagroup.com. Looking for investors, not donors, investors. People deserve to be able to expect to make something back on their investment.
It's beautiful. In closing, I want to give you the floor here with all the evidence you've got, all the knowledge, all the things that are going on. I got a few questions. I mean, look, I'm not a scientist or doctor like you, but I remember when my two middle daughters were like 5 and 3, the neighbor's kids and this was in well-to-do areas. These are educated, not dumb people. The mother, I guess, is more like a, you know, wealthy hippie or whatever, but she's like, oh, my daughter's got measles. Want to come over for a measles party? I guess while your kids are healthy, you want it. And we're like, yeah. And then both my daughters got a few little spots, and then it was over and it was gone. Now, maybe that's not the right thing to do, but I've heard of this. My point is, like Kennedy said, if you're run down, you're not healthy, the few measles deaths a year are people that already have like cancer and heart attacks and morbidities, but they act like measles is the end of the world. Hundreds in quarantine as South Carolina measles outbreak accelerates. What's really going on here? South Carolina measles outbreak is accelerating, driving hundreds into quarantine. And then I look, when these come out in the past, it's usually the migrant populations that are bringing in different strains we're not used to. You're the expert on this. How dangerous is measles?
Measles, let's go back to the beginning when the vaccine first came in. Up until about 1920, measles was a killer of children during epidemics, 120 per million during epidemics. Beyond 1920, there was a rapid, dramatic reduction in case fatality rate. It went down by 99.96% by the time the vaccine came on the market. Nothing to do with the vaccine. That was natural herd immunity. It was due to a change in the general well-being of people, sanitation, clean water, a change in the virus to become less serious. That's what viruses do in their interaction with human beings. A successful parasite doesn't kill its host. It allows itself to be perpetuated one person to another by not killing the host. Measles was becoming a milder and milder disease. First question is, what would have happened if we'd done nothing, no vaccine? That number would have decayed to zero. The mortality from measles was approaching zero. It was seen occasionally in people who got measles at an unusual age, either very young or very old, or in people who were already sick, as you pointed out. So, when they held a meeting at the National Institutes of Health in 64, requested by Kennedy, to look at universal measles vaccination, should we do it or shouldn't we? They got an expert in from the UK who was the world's leading infectious disease doctor, and he said, you really don't want to do this. You don't know enough about it. He said, one child per million, and I dare say it's the same in the States, is dying from measles during epidemics. What is different about that one child? Surely that's the question we should be asking, rather than anticipating universal measles vaccination for every child about which we know little. And even Enders, who at Harvard discovered measles virus, said, you really don't want to do this. If you give a vaccine that doesn't protect in the same way as natural infection, in other words, lifelong, if you need more than one dose, multiple doses, then what will happen is you will change the age profile of susceptibility and you will push people into those age ranges where it's a more dangerous disease. You do not know what you're doing, so don't do it. And they decided that they were going to do it. It wasn't, and this is the CDC's comment at the time, it wasn't because measles was a major killer, as they say now. It was because we have the technology to do it, to ensure the rapid eradication of measles. Well, that didn't happen either. Everything that they said is that, you know, one shot for life, rapid eradication of measles, no neurological injury from the vaccine. None of it was true. The vaccine can't be transmitted from a vaccinated to an unvaccinated. Yes, it can. So everything that public health came up with turned out to be false.
And you threw this out. I was on Joe Rogan's show years ago and said this. They were able to pull up quickly. See if the crew can. It varies from Australia to Europe to here, but it's basically the same. The graph always looks like this. Guys, type in drop in infectious disease, sanitation versus vaccination. Drop in infectious disease.
Look at infectious disease mortality.
Yeah, well, you tell them what to search. Go ahead.
Okay, look at infectious measles mortality or infectious disease mortality over time.
So overhead shot. Once they pull it up, you'll see this. It's basically the same every country. So here's 1900, and sanitation's coming in, better food, better nutrition, you know, not manure all in the streets. All the rest of it, or wash your clothes. And infectious disease goes like this, and you get to the 1940s, and then 50s, shots start, it kind of goes like that. That's the graph. So shots don't really start till about here. but then it goes back up. I mean, and once you pull the graph, it basically follows that. I know you've seen it, Dr. Wakefield. What is that? So what made it do that before the shots come? Then why did it go back up once the shots started?
I don't know that. See, what the mortality, we're looking at mortality here, yes, which is a very good measure of the seriousness of infection. The more serious it is, the greater the mortality rate. So when we're looking at mortality from infectious disease, this is what many, many infectious diseases did. The mortality came down rapidly over the course of the 20th century.
And what was it, the sanitation, the food?
It was a whole host of it. There were two groups of things. It was viral-related and host-related. The host-related things were general things like better nutrition, better sanitation, better food, just better general health of the population. The virus-related things were things like it became less serious. It developed, strains evolved that were less serious because they didn't want to kill their host. So when infections encounter man for the first time, often there's a very high mortality to begin with, and then it drops rapidly. And this happened with COVID as well. It became less and less of a serious condition over time, if it was ever a very serious condition. So that is just part of the equation between man and infectious agent that constitutes natural herd immunity. That should have been allowed to continue unabated and not interfere with. You cannot usurp nature. Nature will always exact a price. And the price is that what you're doing, the vaccine, is putting more people at risk because they're not protected for life.
What about with COVID? I don't know the scientific terms, but where you give an active pandemic, which it wasn't, but an infected population, the shot that then pressures the virus to evolve, and that gives rise to mutations.
Well, this is absolutely...
Oh, yeah, and they found it right here. Influenza and pneumonia mortality rates. Yeah. So something similar. But that's a different graph. But go ahead. Sorry.
That's
good.
So, sorry, what was the question again?
Well, there's a lot of them, but...
You asked me... Emmy, what was the question?
Oh, COVID. How did the COVID vaccines... Okay. I've been told by other scientists that it caused mutations that were bad.
Right. So let's just take the analogy of bacteria. Along come antibiotics. Along come penicillin. Penicillin kills 95% of strains of a bacteria, but 5% are resistant. When the other 95% are out the way, that 5% become the dominant species. The resistant bacteria become the dominant species, and they take over. So you produce another antibiotic, and it kills 95%, and then you've got 5% that are super dominant, and so on and so forth. The same is happening for vaccines. So with the existing vaccines now, we're seeing emergent strains of measles that are resistant to the current...
So accelerating evolution.
That's right. We are doing exactly that. We are putting a selection pressure on the virus to select mutations that get around the immunity that the vaccine produced. And that's what's happening. So this happened in an accelerated way with COVID. We all witnessed it, that we saw the evolution of different strains, multiple strains. For Pfizer, it was a godsend. They were creating it. They were the ones creating this genetic selection pressure with their so-called shot, but they were the ones who benefited. They said, we're going to have a new shot for each of these new strains.
And by the way, beyond that, did you see the head of their mRNA group? People didn't believe it because he was 12 years old. James O'Keefe goes in, and he says, no, we've already got new mutations on the shelf. We're going to release as a new business model, which will be gaining a function. But according to the scientists I talked to, you don't even need that. It's going to cause new mutations.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever see that O'Keefe interview?
No, I didn't. Sounds...
The head of Pfizer mRNA says, oh, we've already got them on the shelf.
Yeah. This is just a job creation scheme for these people. They just go on making money. That's why it's got to be regulated properly. That's why it's got to stop.
Well, the good news is, until about 2 years ago, Fauci was really arrogant, tried to spew his bull. He hides now.
Yeah, he's a busted flush. I mean, we've got should there be accountability? Absolutely. But we've got more important things to do. We've got to move on. You know, the lawyers can take care of Tony Fauci. But
well, you know who's most responsible? And I'm not going to say it's you, because you've done more than probably anybody other than Robert Kennedy Jr. or Dale Bigtree, but it's all of us. If you want to know who did this, look in the mirror. It's like in V for Vendetta. He says, yeah, the government's corrupt. There's evil groups. But if you know who's really responsible, just look in the mirror.
Yeah. We do have to take personal responsibility for this. So many people are prepared to just bury their heads, say, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it over a family dinner. We're not discussing the vaccine. We're getting it. You're not getting it. Well, that's your choice. Good luck. And it's a very divisive thing, but the truth will emerge. And this is a classic example of that. The truth is now emerging.
Well, we don't have a lot of heart disease in my family on both sides. And I'm not going to get into personal stuff because I don't want to know them, but there's one person in my pretty close family that it demanded they go out and get Pfizer shots, got two, and they got kind of like a mild myocarditis. Now they have a heart arrhythmia, and now the doctors were telling them last week, well, maybe we'll do a catheter to fix it. I'm not a cardiologist. I just cannot believe, like, what's the chances that the one person that took two shots has this?
Yeah, well, it's now millions of people. We see it time and time again. So, yeah, it's been a nightmare, and it's taken people like Peter McCullough to bring proper scientific attention to this in a credible
way. And I don't blame people that took it; they terrorized them.
Yeah, they did. That's what they did. They operate on fear, and that's exactly how Tony Fauci achieved the end that he achieved.
I can't tell you how many parents I've had in that chair and on, you know, video link, who had healthy kids playing basketball, football, 13, 14, it's always boys. And, man, they get that shot, boom, dead. Just bam. And, I mean, and I noticed right before they rolled the shot out, in Austin and in Phoenix, as I was traveling around the country, they had billboards on buses saying, heart attacks in kids is normal now. They even, like, pre-programmed it before they rolled it out.
Wow.
Have you seen the ads in Canada? Like, heart attacks were normal in kids. Have you seen those?
Well, I haven't, but what a disgrace. I mean, I don't watch that kind of thing, but
the thing is, it's the pre-programming.
Yeah.
Like, I'm no rocket scientist, but I know when I suddenly see billboards and things on buses, oh, heart attacks in kids is normal.
Now, you know something's wrong. People aren't buying it anymore. They've lost credibility. They're never going to get it back. Once you lose in public health, once you lose public trust, you'll never get it back, and the market will reflect that.
Well, the last two Davos meetings were about regaining trust, but they don't. So what do they do?
Too late. It's gone. It's gone. Because people like you and I will continue to point out the truth and reinforce the idea that they're not trustworthy. And their days are numbered.
Look at that. Look at that. They found that. It says kids, kids have lots of heart attacks, contrary to popular belief. So I'm like fighting the stolen election in December of 2020. And so I'm in Virginia, and I'm in Georgia, and I'm in Arizona, and I'm in L.A., and so I observe things. I know when a PR rolled out, I'm like, buses, mRNA, genetic engineering can save you. Another bus drives by. It's normal for kids to have heart attacks. And I'm like, oh, my God.
it's the Matrix. We are living in the Matrix. All those people who've chosen to blue pill themselves, they're living.
I feel like they live when the sunglasses are on. Oh, yeah. And you can, like, you know, see it.
Yeah. Well, it's been great being with you, Alex. I'll come back more often. We'll do this again.
You've been in Texas a long time.
Yeah, since 2004. Love Texas.
And now you're in Wimberley.
In Wimberley. What a great place.
Hey, that's like Mayberry over there.
Yeah.
We only got a few minutes left, and I appreciate you. And I know you're already ready to punch out here. I'm going to come back and cover some final news. But, Doc, you've always got more news, more info. What else do you want to tell folks out there?
I want to tell the mothers in particular, all those years ago, I followed the basic rules of clinical medicine, that is to listen to the patient, or in this case, the patient's parents, particularly the patient's mother. The mother has an instinct for her child's well-being, whether he's well, ill, what's good for him or not. That's an innate connectivity. They were once one, and she understands her child like no one else. Certainly, more so, better than any pediatrician, any man in a white coat, any woman in a white coat. Mothers know their children. Many, many, many mothers I've spoken to said, I know when I went in there for that shot for my child that this was wrong. That little voice was telling me, that feeling in the pit of my stomach was saying, don't do this. Listen to that voice. Listen to it, because it has served us extremely well in terms of man's evolution, our survival, our existence on this planet right now is dependent upon that maternal intuition. It is a very powerful force. Please trust it.
Well, it's really the genetic memory.
Yeah. And it will look after you. It will look after your children and your children's children. So,
well, if people ask how a duck that was born in Canada flies 3,000 miles to Mexico, it's genetic memory. That, and the women have that more than men when it comes to the children.
Yeah, I don't know what it is at the end of the day, but it's very, very powerful.
By the way, here's the Canadian ads. It's normal to have heart attacks when your kids say. Sorry, I'm interrupting. It's just you can't make this up.
No, yeah, that's extraordinary.
It just doesn't sound real. I
have not seen that one before. That is.
No, but you're right. It's like use your instincts.
Yes.
Plus, we have statistics on top of it.
Yeah. My job as a filmmaker, Alex, is to take all the information, complex information, and distill it into an entertaining and informative story so that people don't have to go and read all the books and Google everything, and they can go and watch the movie and they can understand. And as long as that movie is made honestly and with integrity and is telling them the truth, which our movies are, then they're going to learn something from that and they can make an informed choice based upon that movie. So that's my job. My job is to take these complex issues and turn them into entertaining movies.
And I can say, I've known you 20 years or so, you, if anything, are conservative. You're being very conservative in what you say or what you put. You can, like, whatever you're saying is, like, certified.
Yeah, I mean, these are high-risk movies because you're taking on big companies, huge companies, Merck, for example, the American government, and you're calling them out. You stand to get sued. You know where we've been there. You know what it's like.
No.
You stand to get sued, and who am I? I've got nothing. They can, you know, take what I've got, but we can make these movies because we know it's true, and we know that they're not going to open that can of worms any further coming after us because what we're saying is factual, is true. And it's rather like Dell's film the other day, An Inconvenient Study. He can put that out there because he knows it's true, and he's got the guy telling him it's true.
And he caught, because he said what the guy told him, we're going to sue you. Oh, here's the video. Oh, whoa, we don't want to.
Yeah. Deafening silence.
Well, they got a big problem because, you know, 30 years ago, there was Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and then now there's, you know, he's been a 20-year RFK Jr. big tree. It just gets, now they got Elon Musk on their ass. I mean, yeah. They thought crushing you and I was going to save them. They thought wrong.
Yeah, no. There are so many people now on the side of right. So many people informed, and it's and film has been a large part of that.
Well, great job. Everybody should follow your work. WakefieldMediaGroup.com. All the films are there. The new film's coming out. Incredible job, and God bless you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Let me see you out here. I'm going to. God bless you, brother.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to go to break here, come back and hit some final news here for the next 30 minutes, and then the War Room, Harrison Smith. But remember, you know all this stuff, or you know most of it. Some of you know more than I do on some subjects. Dog don't hunt, you don't share it. So share the live feed. Once we archive this interview, share it. This is powerful stuff. That guy's been through hell to get us to this point. We stand on people's shoulders like Dr. Andrew Wakefield. So that is all coming up. But speaking of the vaccine news, there's a bunch I haven't hit. I had the stack. I forgot to go to it with him. So I'm going to hit this one, come back briefly, and then get into all the other news that is coming up. But here's the bottom line. The cakewalk for the mad scientists and the eugenicists and Bill Gates and the depopulationists, it's over. And I don't say something unless it's true. Everybody knows that. It's not a bluff. It's over, Bill Gates. Fauci, it's easier on you to give up now. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. Longing for
the sun. This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks.
This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now, when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
But let me begin by wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that stuff.
How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
But let me begin by wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that stuff.
Let's never forget the bullet we dodged. So I gushed over Dr. Andrew Wakefield because I've been interviewing him. We couldn't figure it out. 22 years, even before he got attacked and destroyed and rose like a phoenix, we had him on, totally proven right. That shows the power of the people with God working through us. It's simply miraculous and amazing. So I know a lot of people have woken up in the Great Awakening. Welcome. We love you. But a lot of you are like babies. You're like, we want instant gratification. We woke up, it's bad, fix it now. Well, you try that 30-something years ago when maybe 1% knew what was going on. That's all I'm telling you. And again, we have one of the top shows out there. I've been number one, not just for Patriot stuff, not just podcasting. I've been number one for at least 2 years, period, bigger than Rogan, bigger than anything. And I did it covering real news. Right now, we're in the top 3-4. I could be number one right now if I just did infighting and soap operas and who killed Charlie Kirk when we can't really even figure it out. I figure it out, I'll say it. I don't buy the official story. I'm not saying those that question are bad. But it's a giant fiasco. We know these shots are giving you cancer. We know they're erasing your immune system. We know they're trying to start a nuclear war with Russia. We know they're trying to bankrupt the dollar. We know all this. So I'm going to cover adult things here. The things I can prove, the things I can document. I'm not going to sit here and give you the soap opera drama event. Just not doing it. Because I have people in gas stations, grocery stores, you name it. Come up to me and say, who's right? Erica Kirk or Candace Owens and all this? And the answer is, I don't know. And I'm not saying either party's bad. It's a fiasco. And More than half of the news being covered in the last few months is this story. And when I know the UN's adding a hormone to tetanus shots to sterilize women, and we show you government documents, I don't need to go speculate. When I've got thousands of big stories that are confirmed, I'm going to hit what I can prove. Like when I got on here 2 years ago. And I said, I've been out of silver and gold for 14 years, as long-term listeners know, because it was a speculative market. I said, get out at the top. Told listeners got the perfect time. And I told listeners, get in at the perfect time. Because I'm not God. But when I've researched something and I know I'm right, I'm going to tell you. And that's really simple. I'm not going to sit here and tell you you came to the wrong place. I know the players in Venezuela. I know the players in China. I know the players in the EU, Russia, the UK, Canada, the US. I know it up one side and down the other, backwards and forwards, in my sleep. Because those are big, giant historical events, and they're just moving into the future. So the details change, but those are minor issues. I've got that. I am not going to sit here and tell you I know things I don't know. But people love a whodunit. They love a mystery. They love it. And I get that. But while we're busy doing all that, I mean, I'd have five times the listeners today if I just looked at every factoid and every angle and had who's right? Let's look at the both sides and had a huge debate about all this crap. But it wouldn't have an effect on tyranny. But when I can expose Fauci and Borla and the globalists creating the virus, when I can expose them killing tens of millions of people, when I can expose, you know, them trying to start World War III, when I can really get a hold of that. And that's what I do. So if you want the gossip hour and you want endless discussions that go nowhere, that's fine. Go watch that. Go listen to that. Because at the end of the day, I'm looking for thinkers and people that actually want to change the course of the world for good. And we've done it. And that's why the bad guys want me off air, is because this is a very serious broadcast. This is not a joke. We're not lightweights here. Because we only speak to things we can prove. And there's so much we can prove. It's so ridiculous how evil the globalists are. It's so over the top. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I can't even believe that Europe, the UK, and Canada are literally arresting people years in prison that read out of the Bible and criticize homosexuality. I have the newscast. I have the laws. I have it happening. You get raped by a Muslim, you criticize him, 5 years in jail in Germany. 3 years in jail in the UK. That is proven hardcore tyranny that you can't even debate. I'm all about meeting stuff head on that's evil. And I see the talking points out there as the Democrats try to impeach RFK Jr. And I see the populist movement saying, oh, they could have done a better job. And half the time, people I see bitching don't even know what Kennedy's done. I am hyper-informed. And every day I'm learning new things Kennedy did that are incredible. And it's not about kissing Kennedy's ass. It's about thanking God that he rose up somebody this informed, this good, who's delivering. I mean, just getting Trump in alone for Kennedy's worth it. They banned all the new mRNA shots. They banned the hepatitis shot. They've ordered the mRNA shot broken in three. They have ordered, and it's already all the poison dyes coming out. They've got the states banning fluoride. It goes on and on and on. And then the agencies will bring forward new horrible plans, and people go, oh, look at this plan in the agency. 99% of the time, he kills it. And the one time something snuck through, I went, something's wrong. Kennedy goes on a one-week vacation. His employees fake sign his name, sneak it through. He fired them all the next week. But my phones blew up. Oh, Kennedy sold us out. Kennedy's a traitor. Kennedy did this. And I'm like, well, let's just wait and see. He comes back and says, I was out of town. You're all fired. He reverses it. So don't sit there when God finally gives us champions and not thank God for it. So I've said it 1,000 times or more. I'll say it again. Because it needs to sink into your brains and mine too. The devil's greatest trick was not that he doesn't exist. That's his second biggest trick. The number one trick is that good doesn't exist. You exist. You know you're good. You're not perfect, but you don't want to hurt people, and you want to be good, and you want to tell the truth. So don't sit there and say good doesn't exist. It does. Now, they had a hot mic came out a few days ago. I didn't play it. It's a time restraint, so I won't. We just type in Trump caught on hot mic complaining that Republican leadership's letting Democrats run the clock, not prosecuting people. You're damn right. And so it's different to hold the administration's feet to the fire and make a big stink about stuff. That's healthy. Notice the fake right wing and left wing, whenever we do that, says, oh, we've turned against Trump, try to misrepresent, undermine him. No. That's getting them back on track. It's like digging your spurs into a horse or with a buggy whip or a riding crop. You're in a race. You see those jockeys are bam, bam, beating that horse. Go, go, go. You love that horse. You take care of that horse. But that horse got in there for a job. So when I'm beating Trump with a riding crop, don't mean I don't give it, wipe the horse down and give it grain and pet it and put a nice blanket on it when it's back in the stall. I beat myself a lot harder than I beat Trump. So when I'm beating Trump with a riding crop or his administration, that's not because I'm against him. I'm beating them with a riding crop. And notice the establishment doesn't want you doing that. They say you're a traitor if you put pressure on Trump. Or the left spins it that you've turned against Trump. No, you haven't. A jockey at the Kentucky Derby beating a horse with a riding crop and digging spurs into its thighs is not against the horse. You're winning the race. And quite frankly, I got Mexican spurs on. That's what they're called. Guys, Google Mexican spurs. A Mexican spur, it's really a Spanish spur, because the British are a little more egalitarian. They have little rounded spurs, has spikes on it, and you make the horse bleed. The spur has basically razor blades on it. And yeah, in the crisis we're in, we all need to put our Mexican spurs on in our own personal lives with ourselves. That it all starts at home. And get our asses in gear and put the Mexican spurs on and dig those sons of bitches into our own thighs to get the job done. And then once we put the Mexican spurs on our own life, put the Mexican spurs on Trump and everybody else. Because the system doesn't want us putting those razor-sharp spurs on. Let me show you since we can't pull one up. Here's what a normal spur looks like. Okay? Just kind of soft-tipped like that. That's a normal spur. A Mexican spur looks like that. And this is the spur we need to be wearing. This one right here. That's the place we need to be in right now. Because there's no time for games anymore, people. We're in a total war. And the horse ain't going to live anyways if we don't win this race. So the things Trump needs to focus in on are things like this. Let's go to this clip. It's the law in California, illegal aliens can vote in a bunch of other states. But here is the Huntington Beach City Council confirms it's 100% fact. You do not need to prove any citizenship to get voter registration to vote. Remember Obama 2016 said, if you're here, even illegally, you can vote. So we're ready to put the spurs into Trump's ass. He's doing it too. Is the illegals voting? That's how the globalists are stealing these elections in key areas. Yeah, those are Mexican spurs right there. And just now pull up side by side a regular spur. Now, you think you're going to get a horse's attention with that? Or think you're going to get attention with a regular spur? It's time to put the Mexican spurs on. In fact, I might even call this Operation Mexican Spurs. Because we need this horse to jump when we kick it. But we got to be able to ride it. The time for games is over. You need to dig your heels in. Where do you think the term dig your heels in? Somebody says, you need to get in there and win. Dig your, in football, dig your heels in. That means dig your heels into that horse, folks. We're in a war here. You think it's some ancient battle with, you know, between cavalry? People weren't digging their spurs in? As for me, I'm digging the spurs in. And I'm telling my crew, dig your spurs in. Because this is the big battle. So here they are in Huntington Beach admitting all this. Then it dovetails with this short report from Fox where the GAO sent in 24 fake Obamacare requests with fake addresses, fake names, everything, and still got the money, showing the massive fraud. Let's play those back to back.
When you go to the DMV and you get a driver's license or an ID, you register to vote, you do not need any citizenship to do that. When you get any benefits in the state of California, they send you a voter registration card. You do not need to show any ID or proof of citizenship to do that. Then you're on the voter rolls. Those voter rolls, they keep adding people on over and over and over again, and nobody's cross-referencing IDs on those voter rolls. So when you talk to Bob Page on a local level or any local registrar of voters, they're going to say, well, yeah, we've got a really great operation on site. We're just taking what Sacramento gives us in regards to the rules. We can't ask for ID on site, or we can't cross-reference ID. So the problem isn't ours anymore, right? It's that diffusion of responsibility. So the reality is Sacramento's got the problem in their hands, and they're avoiding it by pushing it around. So we need to, that's the manner in which we need to talk about this subject. It is 100% fact that you do not need to prove any citizenship to get voter registration in California.
To become a voter in California, all you have to do is check a box and say that, yeah, I'm legal. And they don't check, they don't ask, they absolutely nothing, and there is zero flags. The only reason the dog got caught in Orange County was because it voted in a federal election that does have the flags. So God knows our roles in California are screwed, and we got to get them straightened up.
And another success is that last year, we put it on the ballot, and you guys voted for it. We're the only city in California that requires voter ID because of you guys.
Yeah. He thinks Minnesota's bad. Wait until you hear about Obamacare. A new study from the Government Accountability Office just exposed the program as a criminal piggy bank. The office submitted 24 fake Obamacare applications, and 23 of them were approved. So they just made up a bunch of names, put in fictitious Social Security numbers, or for some, put in no records at all, and Obamacare sent him a check. This is exactly what Elon Musk and Doge were talking about. We wouldn't have to print so much money and run so much debt if we could just stop giving away money to thieves.
Which is the plan to bankrupt the country. I got a whole stack of news where illegal aliens get $30,000 to $50,000 per state that are liberal, leftist, to get a house. Citizens get nothing. It's now confirmed, I told you years ago, illegals get three times the welfare of citizens. I don't even blame the illegals. God, I don't blame them for coming here. But they're brought here to change the voting demographic for the apportionment in Congress, for the seats in Congress, with the census, and to vote. It's treason. So I'm sorry. There'll be some nice, sweet illegals that are here doing a good job. They're going to get deported. It doesn't matter. You were brought here illegally to bring down the country. Not you as a bad person individually, but the ultimate plan is bad. So it's survival. And that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line. I think we had a pretty powerful transmission today. I'm going to shoot some special reports after the show. Harrison Smith's about to take over on our AM and FM affiliates and at Infowars.com/show, band.video, on Rumble, on the Alex Jones channel, and X at Real Alex Jones on the Infowars feed. Be sure and check that out. He does a great job. But I'm going to say this again. You have a decision to make. You. We are suing the feds, the Democrats. We're winning. We're still here. You heard the Onion. The Democrats took us over a year ago. Didn't happen. I'm not going to spend hours explaining it all because it would take the time up. We got bigger fish to fry. Just know this. I will never give out or back down. I love what I do, but I could give out. You decide how hard I punch. You decide. Use the horse analogy. I'm a war horse. You feed me, you give me water, I'll charge out there and run over the enemy all day long. I love it. But you decide how hard this dog hunts. I am committed to you because we're all in this together. I love my job. But I can only fight as hard as you let me fight. And I tell you, if I could unharness that 99% of you that never go to the AlexJonesStore.com out of our tens of millions of listeners and just get a t-shirt, just get methylene blue, just get the Shilajit, just get the products, they're incredible, they'll change your life. They have 80%+ reorder rate on things like the methylene blue. We got a big sale, 40% off on all supplements and all apparel. That's a huge deal in Sunday. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Give yourself the gift of keeping us on air while getting great products at the same time. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And whatever you do, share the word about the broadcast. Share the live feeds. It's changing the world. And we've got all these great new products that are in stock. And, you know, some stuff's just a no-brainer. Everybody knows creatine works great for muscles and overall health. It's even better for your brain. We have the best type of creatine. Each gummy's 5 milligrams. That's your daily allowance every day. Great for children, great for middle age, really good for old people, for your brain. We have the best. It's competitively priced for the quality. It's about the same price if you buy it, a little less than Whole Foods. Buy it from us. And get the great benefits and have a win-win and know while you're making yourself healthier and wiser and in better shape and more clarity, you're funding an organization tyranny hates. And they're selling out quickly the first run, creatine gummies in 2 flavors, sour apple and blue raspberry. But whatever you do, take the Christmas challenge and get a bottle of our Ultra Methylene Blue, the best methylene blue out there. And once you see how great it is, get it for your friends and family. Do your Christmas shopping with us. The decision is up to you. And I respectfully ask you to make that decision. And I salute all of you that have supported and respectfully ask those that haven't, what are you waiting for? If you don't bet on the organizations had the most victory, you're not betting on yourself. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Now go now. Your Christmas shopping at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back with Harrison Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones